Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. Good evening to our Zoomers. There's my echo. There we go. And good evening to, well, did I say, Blog Talk Radio, Zoomers, YouTubers, Facebookers, good evening to you all. It's so good to have you with us. Hope everybody had a wonderful 4th of July celebration. I know we did. We saw some amazing fireworks over in Newtown, North Dakota, which usually we stay right here in Williston and watch them. They're beautiful, but Pastor was driving and he was over there, and we thought we could save him a lot of drive time if Dad and I just drove over there to meet him. And we hadn't seen the fireworks over there before, and boy, we're glad we went. It truly was beautiful. They had like a 10 block straight area along the waterway, and it went on for probably an hour and a half, I would say. Whoops. Sorry, I'm still setting up programs. As you know, we can't set up a lot of them until we're already live. So then it takes a couple of minutes to get them set up. So that's what the whoops and in the, and if I look scared, I'm not scared. I'm just focused. It's so funny. I rarely go back and watch any of our videos, but a couple of times I had to, I'm going to put other information in, and I had this terrified look on my face. And it really wasn't terror. It was just focused on trying to get this stuff done, set up. So anyways, as I was saying, beautiful, beautiful fireworks. It was a great display of celebration of our freedoms. And now tonight, what we're going to do, if anybody hears my old cat here walking in, he's not being tortured. He's just talking. He just talks loud. And he talks until he finds someone to touch him. Anyways, tonight we are going to be studying more of David Barton's American History series. We hadn't intended to do this originally, but these messages are so good. There is so much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And that's the truth. And, you know, we were talking with Brother Dan this morning, too. And it's so important. We need, in order to be able to defend our America against these people that are trying to destroy it, we need to know our history. And I have to admit myself, listening to this study of his, oh my goodness, there are so many things that I didn't know. We may have been taught the basics, but this is kind of in-depth. It is very in-depth. And the more we know about it, the more solid we're going to be able to stand and speak boldness, because many of these people that are fighting against our history and America right now, they don't even know. They don't have an understanding of what they're even fighting about. It's been hearsay or basically that's it. It's hearsay. And the one message that we listened to, oh my goodness, where he went out and actually interviewed some of the people and asked them what we were celebrating the 4th of July for. I don't remember if I played that on an evening program or the morning prayer program. Yeah, wasn't that something? Some of those people, they just had no idea. So Right. Right, right. Yeah. So that's what we just feel that it's imperative for us to study these at this point, and for us as Christians, as believers, to know our history so that we can stand boldly and shine some light to these people that think they're fighting against issues that aren't even there, and help them to know what things truly are. So anyways, that's what we're going to be doing. We've decided that's a good move for us to make at this point, for us to be educated and to be able to educate our children and our grandchildren and everyone around us, and to basically have a leg to stand on when we come up against some of these people that are fighting our history, or feeling that it isn't important, or are completely misled in their thoughts. So that's what we're going to do tonight. I'll get us started again with our pledges and our opening prayer, and then we'll start up in the series right away. I think everything is up and running. And hello, Roger, over on YouTube. Thank you so much for everything you do over there to help people be informed and welcomed. We so appreciate it. More than you know. So here we go, sharing screen. And here are our pledges. The pledge to the Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. And our pledge to our American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And hello, Sister Sunday. I don't think I stopped to say hello to you when you came in the door. We're glad to have you with us. Our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And let's pray our two verses over Jerusalem, all of Israel, actually, the United States of America, and any and every lost person in our lives. These are great verses to pray over them. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God. For they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen and amen. Get our speaker up and going. And here we go. to David Burton in our American history.
Many.
How dare we not think of it? This is so fascinating, isn't it? Oh, my God. My. How much more information can you absorb about this? So fascinating, and so many things that I never knew. I'm sure most of us never knew. You know, this would be a really, really great study to suggest if you have a church that you attend that does like movie nights or whatever, or youth groups even. This would be a great series to play for those to suggest that they play these. This is just, it's just amazing, and no one teaches it better than David Burton. I mean, no one, I don't think anyone is more informed than he is. He has studied this for so long inside and out, and it's just, it's so fascinating.
You know that he has a museum, right? So, of course, he not only studied it, but I mean, he devours it. It's his life.
Yeah. In fact, I believe he is the owner of the largest collection of historical artifacts that there is. Yeah, original documents and historical artifacts. He actually is the foremost owner of all of those things. So yeah, it's just amazing, and it is so important. Like we were talking about at the beginning of the program, it enables us to be able to stand boldly in our knowledge, you know, when these other people are coming at us about our history, to know the in-depth.
Well, and if you think about it, we study the greatest book that's ever been written.
Yeah.
7,000 years old.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the reconstructors is they don't want to study that, which is 7,000 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this information comes straight out of God's holy word.
Yeah.
And it's like Jesus said, if we would love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself, that's all of the law and the prophets.
Yeah.
We'd never do it for you.
Amen. Preach it. Pastor's with us. Sort of, he is with us. He's still half asleep, but he can even preach in his sleep. Okay, well, I thought about doing one more session, but then I thought this might be enough for one night to absorb. So we'll go ahead and do communion.
Anybody writing down the names of all these books? Because we really need to have these books and begin to read them.
Yeah, I have not been writing down the books. Phyllis, have you been writing down the names of the books? Or Brother Dan, I know, is interested in getting a couple of them. I'm trying to pull up our prayer of salvation here. I'm not trying to purposely look away from the camera because, again, I didn't pull it up.
Because when we when we study what they wrote, we know why it says what it says.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he's named about five books that he said you can still buy. And that needs to be in the hands of every American.
Yeah.
They need to become the number one bestseller.
Mm-hmm. Because the Bible.
It just stuns everybody on the bestseller list. Like, why did these books all of a sudden become number one? And then we all say, because it's the foundation of America.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm going to pray this prayer right now. Father, help David Barton get the publishing rights to every one of these books. Put them in the hands of godly men and women so that they can be reprinted and nobody stop it.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
That's the work of the reconstructionists, and that is to stop it. But we just declare, thy will be done.
Thy will be done.
As it is in heaven, and may every person praying for a revival, may they be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. So here we go with communion. Does everyone have their communion elements with you? If not, get some. If you'd like to take communion with us. If anyone is with us tonight that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we will give you the opportunity right now. We will say the prayer of salvation with you. You can openly receive him as your Lord and Savior. This is a decision that will affect the rest of your life here on earth, but even more eternity. There's no reason to wait. There is no reason to wait. In fact, you really shouldn't. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back for us, and you want to know he is your Lord and Savior before that happens. So we will say this prayer together. If you've prayed this prayer 1,000 times even, please pray it again. It's a wonderful refreshing to your spirit and your soul to say this prayer again, and a reinforcement of who Jesus is to you. Sorry, there's a ringing going on in our background. So we're going to pray that prayer of salvation together. If you have any questions about that, if you just recently received Jesus and you have questions, please contact us. Or if you've been contemplating making this decision and you have questions, please contact us. Our contact information will be in the notes in the bottom of YouTube after the program, and also our website is samueljcottle.com, the community of faith. All of our contact information is there. Email Pastor, call him. He would be so happy to help bring any understanding, answers to any questions that you have. This is a vital decision. If you pray the prayer of salvation with us tonight, feel free then to receive communion with us also. If you've not yet done that, we don't recommend that you take communion with us. The Bible warns us, has a verse of warning about doing that, taking communion unworthily, which is flippantly or lightly taking it without realizing and receiving Jesus as your savior. So anyways, here we go. What we're going to do is we'll pray the prayer of salvation, and then I'm going to read the verses of scripture out of the Bible about communion, the communion that Jesus had with the disciples the night before he was crucified. And then we'll bless our elements, and we'll say the prayers over our communion elements together, and we'll receive them together. Typically, just in general, you should have grape juice and either bread or a cracker for your communion elements. If you're in a pinch and don't have those, you can use something different. We bless them and sanctify them anyway. But in honor of this process of receiving communion, you want to try to keep it as close to what we can to what Jesus shared with his disciples. So that's why we recommend the grape juice and the bread or cracker. So right now I am going to share the screen and we will together pray the prayer of salvation. Pray this from the very depths of your heart, because like I said, this is a prayer that changes not only your life here, but your eternity. Mean it when you pray it. And here we go. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. Hallelujah. Doesn't that make your heart happy just to say that? I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire, so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. So if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the kingdom of God. We are so happy for you because we know how this will change your life. Please let us know that you've done that as this is the first time. Or like I said, if you have any questions, even if you have questions about the prayers, anything, contact us. Pastor will love to help bring understanding. So what I'm going to do now is read the verses out of the Bible. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're going to start with verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, which is his redemptive work, buying us back until he comes. Verse 27, therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. And that basically means, like we said earlier, just taking it. To take it. It even said in the Bible at one point, Paul said people would just come because they were hungry or they wanted something to drink and they were just, it, it didn't have the meaning to them that it should. And not having received Jesus as your Lord and Savior and then partaking of this communion with him would be unworthy. So don't do that, please. Verse 28, but let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. And by examining yourself, that means you realize you were a sinner and you need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. For whoever eats and drinks in an unworthy manner, eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That means just doing this flippantly with no meaning. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. In verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. So thank God we have the opportunity to judge ourselves and make ourselves right with God. So now if you'll lift up your communion elements, let's pray. Father, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. And now again, I'm going to share the screen so we can pray the communion prayers together over our elements.
We know they're written prayers. They're written on purpose to include everything that we should say. But as we say them, Paul, you know, say it in a manner that your mind can receive what's being said.
Yeah, amen.
Don't just read it because it's on the paper. There's no righteousness in reading. There's righteousness in the comprehension and the understanding of revelation of what's being spoken. It's all right out of the Word of God.
Amen. And here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread representing your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of you and all you did for me. And now here's the prayer. Pray this out loud together. Whoops. Here we go. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgressions. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body. In my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing and nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint is supplying in my body from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ, in my community, and around the world, wherever you send me or this prayer. Whoops. I receive the bread, your body broken now, in Jesus' name. And let's receive the bread together. Thank you, Jesus. Can you imagine what it was like, or what it would be like, to be standing there and having Jesus hand you that bread representing his body broken for us? We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
And now if you lift up the cup, let's pray this. Now I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word, in remembrance of your bloodshed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed by your blood, Jesus. I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, recreated in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away, and now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged, my robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now go ahead and receive the juice. And even that, imagining the blood of Jesus filling every part of your being as you receive it. Thank you, Jesus. And thank you all for being here tonight. And now, Sister Phyllis, would you like to read our benediction verses or our closing verses for the night? And while she's getting ready, if she hasn't left us, I also want to say, even if you have questions about what we're praying, all of these verses are right out of the Bible. But sometimes they may not make sense to people, especially a new believer that's learning the scriptures. So if you have questions about those too, please contact Pastor. In fact, one night we may go over our communion prayers and bring clarity to those verses, what they mean and where they've come from. So
would you like me to read Ephesians 1? Would you like to read that, and I can read Jude?
We can do that. Do you want to read Jude first, or do you want me to read Ephesians first? What do you prefer?
I have Jude handy.
Okay, go
ahead.
So I'll do that.
All right. Jude 23:25. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others save with fear, pulling them out of fire, taking even the garment defiled by the flesh. Unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To God our Savior, who alone is wise, in glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. And right across the page is Revelation 1, 5, and 6. So I love these verses so much.
Mm-hmm.
And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the things of the earth, to him who saved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And in reading all that together, it
All right. And now I'm going to read Pastor's request in Job 33:14-18. This is about God communicating with us while we sleep. For God may speak in one way or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men while slumbering on their beds, then he opens the ears of men and seals their instructions in order to turn man and conceal pride from the man. He keeps back his soul from the pit and his life from perishing by the sword. Isn't that so interesting? He conceals pride from man to keep back his soul from the pit. The very thing that the enemy is trying to promote through people now is pride, pride, pride. And that's the one thing God is trying to keep out of us, to keep us from the pit.
Can you imagine?
And to keep his life from perishing.
Can you imagine how many people this last month had a dream and a vision to keep them from pride?
Yeah.
Because he's doing it to everybody every day.
Yep.
Because there will be nobody that will be able to stand before him and say, you didn't do anything for me. And he'll say, I gave you dreams, visions. Because in this last month, when they said pride, that means the dreams and the visions were so abundant all over the world. Why? Because he's going to keep us back from pride.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's so good for us to know this also, for someone we want to pray for.
Yeah.
We can pray that God will bless them with communicating with them during their sleep at night,
let us know. Yeah. When there's no other distraction going on, he will choose that time.
And technicolor vision.
Yeah.
Now think about the fact that Job, the oldest book in the Bible, Job was concerned about going to hell. He's going to keep back my pit, my soul, from falling in that pit.
Mm-hmm.
They knew it was there.
They knew it was there, yeah.
That's before the covenant. That's before everything. The oldest book in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And how did they know? Except that God had given them a vision.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep going.
Amen. All right, and now we're going to read the Ephesians 1 prayer over you. This is verse 17 that I'm starting at. I'm going to pray this over all of us, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
Amen.
That the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling? What are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints? And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand, at his right hand in heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. So thank you again so much for being here. That concludes tonight's program. We'll be back tomorrow morning for our morning prayer program at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern. We hope you can join us. We say great prayers, and we put all of the prayers up on the screen so that we can all pray them together and in agreement, and that way everyone can pray pray. You may not feel like you're the world's greatest prayer warrior, but when we do it this way, everybody's on the same level. We're all in agreement, and we can all pray together, and it is changing our nation and bringing God's will, God's kingdom to this earth as it is in heaven. So please join us if you can. And for now, have a wonderful rest of your night, and God bless your sleep. And remember, we love you.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus,
Jesus is
Lord. Lord. Amen. Thanks for being with us. We love you guys.
Thank you for being here for us.
You're welcome, Phyllis. We love you.
Well, I need to tell Pastor Sam that I hope that he takes care of himself and gets enough rest to do all of this double jobs that he's doing.
Amen, Phyllis.
Good night, baby.
He's smiling at you.
Okay.
Good night.
Howdy,
Did you hear him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Good night.
All right. Good night. All right.
Yeah, we need to be writing down these books.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, this is an interesting thought, but we need to not only be writing them down and buying them, but we should probably just be reading them.
Mm-hmm.
Just audio read them. Who all was on tonight?
What does that even mean? Your location closest strike, 49.4 miles.
What?
Something that Laura Wolf tagged me in. I just happen to think this is something, and it says it's like a picture of a map, something in Detroit, Chicago area, or in between those. Closest strike, 49.4 miles. No idea what that is. Anyways. That does not sound like the Statler brothers anymore.
This is the cathedrals. Guys, these guys were more than just singers. These guys actually had experience with Jesus.
Yeah.
Most of his, their music is about how great God is. Like that song right there, he's higher than the highest and greater than the greatest.
I was like really happy tonight though. He's like starting to make decisions now. When I say, what do you want to eat or what do you want to drink? It's not, what do you want me to have?
I went out there just a minute ago. Right when he picked the bag of chips up and dumped them out on the counter. Like, I can't get him out of that bag, so I'm just going to get him out here. I said, here, let me put him in the bowl. So he had a bowl and he scooped him up in the bowl. Just think about his big hands. They don't fit down inside that bag. Right?
His hands are so big and his fingers are so short. I'm happy that he's like actually making choices. And then when I asked him tonight, he said, I'm getting ready to go do the program. I said, do you want to go in there to do the program? Or do you want me to turn something on TV? He goes, yeah, you can. And I said, all right. Said, you want to watch Andy Griffith or Beverly Hillbillies or Ice Road Truckers, Statler Brothers, Gold Diggers, what would you like to watch? He goes, Statler Brothers are always good. I said, okay. So I put on Statler Brothers. I was like, yes, he's actually saying something. And then he was sitting in his recliner when I was getting his dinner ready, and he had his hand sitting on the arm, and he was like tapping with the music. I was like, yes. Hallelujah.
And think about it. If we had a church and a church building, he could be...
being active part of that. Yeah.
Interesting. I don't know where we've missed the cues on all of that stuff, but I sure didn't mean
or
to.
Maybe we haven't. Maybe this is where he wanted us to build our... foundation.
I know I keep saying if you have any questions, please write me. But if you think about how it works, we're the ones that studied and have seen the answer. So it's our place to create a curriculum that answers the question without them even having to ask it.
Okay, where did we end on 6? Yeah.
6 out of 28?
Mm-hmm.
So you've only done 3 a night?
This is the first night I've actually done them out of that series.
Oh.
We did 2. One on a morning program and, well, maybe we did 2 on morning programs. And then 4 tonight.
Yeah. I noticed today that Nancy has 7 on overcoming grief.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, Debbie,